Okay. Hello, everyone. This is the original Gemini. I don't know why I'm nervous. I used to do these, like, all the time over a year ago. So I guess a lot has changed since then. But, hello. I'm still around. I troll occasionally. I just haven't said anything for a while. And then last night I was like, oh, there is a new Gemini. Anyway, she and I Skyped for a while. And so I think I'm gonna stick around for a little bit, maybe. Sounds like fun. I like doing it. So, for all the people who don't know the original Gemini, I figured I would do the questions for new girls again. So you can get to know me. Just heads up. Anyway, not a heads up. It'll be answering questions. I'm half asleep. I apologize. I was up until 6 o'clock in the morning, talking to Gemini, the other Gemini, on Skype, and then I woke up at like 10:30 because my body's retarded. Anyway, okay, question number one, where are you right now, and what are you wearing? Right now, I'm in my apartment. My computer is kind of crap, so I'm using my boyfriend slash master slash fiance's computer. And what I'm wearing, to be honest with you, some yoga pants, and a big Protoss t-shirt. I like StarCraft. Question two, what brought you here at this time? What inspired you to record? Well, what brought me here was absolute boredom and the fact that I saw another Gemini. And what inspired me to record, I guess the same thing that was inspiring me before. I enjoy pleasing people. I like expressing myself. I like sharing myself. I like getting people off and knowing that I make them horny. Have you ever posted an audio in here in which you reached orgasm? If so, did it excite you to come for us knowing we were listening? Yes, a long time ago, I posted audios of me reaching orgasms, and it did excite me. I liked it very much. The only problem is I can't do what I like to do with my recordings, which is that squelchy, squelchy sound, because my vagina gets very, very, very wet. But I can't do that because I use a headset, and so the microphone's all the way up here, and my vagina's all the way down there. So, yes, it does excite me, but I don't do them as often as I would like to because I can't do them the way that I want to. What are your kinks and turn-ons, etc.? Do I have a list? Well, anybody that was around during the old Gemini days knows that I am a kinky motherfucking son of a bitch. I was just listening from my old hard drive, some of my old recordings. Jesus. I have so many fucking kinks, and if I had pulled up my FetLife page, I'd be able to tell you better. Let me get that up for you. So it's, aw, damn it, I have to sign in. Hold on. My boyfriend has a DOS keyboard that has no keys on it, and I type with two fingers, but I'm really fast, so without being able to see where the first two keys are, it makes it slower. Anyway, long story. Okay, so according to FetLife, my fetishes are corsets, age play, anal sex, ass play, ball gags, bare bottom spanking, barehanded spanking, begging, belt spanking, biting, blindfolds, bondage, breast slash nipple torture, breath play, bruises, butt plugs, candle wax, canes, choking, clamps and clips, clover clamps, cock worship, cock sucking, collar and leash lead, collar and leash, collars, consensual non-consent, which is kind of like rape play, daddy-daughter role play, discipline, face fucking, fear. Fear is root of a lot of them. Floggers, gagging on cock, gynecology, medical play, hair pulling, handcuffs, kitten pet play, kitty tail butt plugs, knife play, lactation, latex, lingerie, masochism, huge masochist, mental domination, mind fucks, multiple orgasms, orgasm control, orgasm denial, forced orgasms is another one that's not on this list, pinching, riding crops, rough sex, sensory deprivation, that's a huge one, shibari, spanking, obviously, spreader bars, talking dirty, I love that, love hearing it, love doing it, etc. Hence why I do these. Whips, Wartenberg wheels, wooden paddles, and there's other ones that are curious about, but meh, whatever, we'll do that later. Okay, so that was a very long list of kinks. Sorry about that. How often do you tend to masturbate, and what's your preferred method of masturbating? Describe your usual method as best you can. Well, I masturbate usually once a day, unless my master takes my vibrator, in which case I can't, and I hate him severely for doing that, but yet I like it. Usually, I have two Lilo vibrators, very expensive, very worth it, oh my god. And I've taken to the bullet kind of Lilo vibrator over the dildo kind of Lilo vibrator lately. It just kind of goes back and forth. And usually, flat on my back in my bed, or up on my knees facing the pillow in my bed, and on my clit, sometimes watching hentai on my phone, but, you know, general stuff. Sometimes I will torture and abuse and play with my nipples so much that that makes me come. That's very rare. I have to be really, really, really horny for that to happen. Okay. Where's the most risky place from a point of view of being discovered where you've masturbated to orgasm? The bathroom at work. Done that. That was interesting. Let's just say I work in a business environment, financial world, and hearing people go in and out, that was kind of interesting. I'm not particularly into being caught kind of thing, not really an exhibitionist, but I did it because my master told me to. Okay, have you ever masturbated for anybody else other than on here? If so, tell us about it. In person, for the partners I've had, I have had a lot of phone sex in the past, what's my favorite way to be fucked? It is between two positions, and they are both good in their own right for different reasons. One, doggy style, hands grabbing my hips, pulling me back, not me riding, them pulling me physically onto their cock. And the other one, on my back, legs over their shoulders, so, like, I'm kind of flexible. Pretty much knees on my face and getting pounded that way. Because that touches your G-spot amazingly. Do you like it a little rough being held down and used? Pretty sure you're aware that the answer is yes. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Have you ever had a sexual experience with another girl? If so, tell us a little about it. Yes, previously when I used to record for you guys, I told you about my best friend, how we had drunk lesbian oral sex, and that was my only experience with her besides, you know, random making out and boobs and stuff like that. Since then, I actually have, she's discovered that she's submissive, and I have a, basically a dungeon, let's just be honest, of toys, and she doesn't know what she likes, and so on and so forth, and I just, like, dragged her into my bedroom and whipped the shit out of her, and, then one time when my boyfriend was out of town, she and I had a sleepover, kind of got drunk, I fingered her, she fingered me, yada yada yada. So yes, I have. Number 12, do you ever use a toy when you masturbate? If so, please describe. It's a little buzz would be fun too to demonstrate. While my toys are in there, I didn't read that before, and I already described them. One of them's a bullet, one of them's a dildo, they're both silicone. Very nice, very Swedish, very expensive. Have you ever had sex with more than one person at a time? If so, tell us a little about it. I had a threesome once, never again, horrible experience, but that was just because of the emotional situation in the room. I don't trust it anymore. I would only do a foursome. Just saying. Number 14, can you remember what it was like? Can you remember what it was that inspired you to come the last time you masturbated, i.e. what were you thinking about, watching, listening to, etc.? Well, yesterday I was, what was I thinking about? I think I was just watching a hentai. I wasn't thinking about anything in particular. Watching a hentai. Don't know which one, doesn't matter. Just a, you know, 6-minute clip and me being like, oh yeah, something in Japanese, and I don't know. I think it's cute. Number 15, do you like to go for multiple orgasms, or is one usually enough? I like to go for one clit orgasm, then I'm done with my clit, one G-spot orgasm, then I can do multiple G-spot orgasms, but one clit orgasm in a session is perfectly fine for me. Everything else can be nipple, G-spot, so on and so forth, but yeah, I can go for multiple nipple, multiple G-spot, but only one clit. If you were to record a script, what kind of subject matter would appeal to you? Obviously kinky stuff is good. Actually, Gemini, the other Gemini, and I were talking about doing a her topping me script. Not really a script, just an improvisation. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I love being done by girls. And are you able to improvise scenes? Would you like to do that kind of stuff? Yeah, I've done it. It's kind of difficult, but apparently those were, like, some of my most popular things. So as long as I have, like, something to go off of that I've experienced with, I can just kind of run with it. And 18, please choose a vocal or a name to use. Well, considering that I was the first Gemini, I will call seniority. My name is Gemini. Always has been, always will be. She can be Gemini too, as long as you guys can tell us apart, which you probably can because she's British and I'm American, and our voices are very different. But anyway, yeah, for people who didn't know me before, that is, yeah, it's me, and this is my first new recording. Bye-bye.